He's talking about genealogies. And he gets to Jesus and he says, I have to branch. Because about this particular one, I have to branch. There is something different about this man. He says, all right, well, the person I'm talking about, when the mother was espoused to a human being, for them to marry and give birth to a human being, in the espousal, when no marriage, ah, my God, this child found himself in the mother's womb by the Holy Ghost. So there's something about this one. He's not like Jacob. Shout it, I'm not like my sister. Shout it, I'm not like my brothers. I'm not like my uncles. I want you to say it like you mean it. This thing I just said is a deliverance to somebody's mind. Shout it, I am not like my sisters. I am not like my brothers. I am not like my uncles. Ayebo sabatelegehaya. I was having a very powerful conversation with a very powerful lady of God this afternoon. And in the conversation, she said that, you know, in my family, every single person gives birth before they get married. And one person said, I'm not going to do that. And the person got married. And for 13 long years, she has not been able to conceive a child. And she is a Christian. She believes in the Holy Ghost. And she says, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to marry and I will give birth. And she get married. And for years, the child was not coming. And I said, when anybody asked me, I said, my child is a child of the Holy Ghost. No family whatever can stop me from producing children. See, my birth is on this wise. I am a deviation. I don't know. I don't know. Your father died at 45. Your mother died at 29. And all of that, an uncle became blind. And all of that, you go to your family and this one particular thing runs through the family. Shouted, I am a deviation. One more time, shout it, I am a deviation. Shout it again, I am a deviation. You see those kind of families, that a particular kind of sickness, when I talk about sickness, I'm not talking about stroke and all of that, but sometimes even a particular kind of attitude, sometimes a particular kind of spirit is what distinguishes the family. When a man is rich, he has no children. When the man is poor, he has 14 children. And these are things that have been set down in the families. There are families, fathers are never meant to be present. Hallelujah. There are some of you, you blame your parents. You blame your father. It's not them. They belong to a genealogy. And they follow the natural order. There are some families. You will never be able to take care of your children. You are just meant to give birth like that. Not to take care of them. I know a man in my village, just about 13 children. He did not take one of them to even senior high school. And he has children here, and all of that. And you will see that as the children also grow up, they begin to take after that same order. Some of you, you see abnormal behaviors in the family. Hallelujah. Abnormal behaviors. You even see your brother, you see your senior brother, you see your father who claims he's a Christian, yet he cannot stop drinking. I want you to shout it, I am a deviation. I am born of the Spirit.
Boy, I got to change something a little.
Listen, one of the things that we share with Jesus, one of the things we share with Christ is birth. It's birth. We share the same birth. We share the same birth. And the birth of Jesus was a deviation from the normal order. It's a deviation. The Bible says that the mother was found to be pregnant with a child of the Holy Ghost. So the mother was found with a child that was not the normal children that have been listed afore. And the Bible says, we are born of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit. Shouted, I am not my uncles. I am not my aunties. I am not my brothers. I am not my sisters. I am a deviation. I am a deviation. I am a deviation. That spirit that lingers over families and causes them to act a certain way, you cannot be traced. I say you cannot be traced with that spirit. I say you cannot be traced with that spirit. You cannot be traced with that spirit. I declare over your life in the name of Jesus, you are not the family. You are not the family. You are not the family. Some of us, we have siblings, some from different mothers, different fathers. You see, you and the children from your mother's side, you are five. Your father has another three be somewhere, and all of that. When you are grown, you will say, oh, this I will not do. But you will not know what will happen. By the time you realize you have married and it's like one affair be happened. By the time you realize you have another child somewhere, it will not be said of you. I said you are a deviation. You are a deviation. You are a deviation. Before I teach the word of God, I want to give you like 2 minutes. Put your hand on your head and declare it. I am not my uncle. I am not my aunties. I am not my mother. I am not my father. I am not my brothers. I'm a child of the Holy Ghost. 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 I want you to pray this. Pray this. Pray this. Pray this. Pray this. Pray this. I change the natural order. I change the natural order. I change the natural order. When the counting gets to me, there is a story. When the counting gets to me, there is a story. When the counting gets to me, there is a story. When the counting gets to me, there is a story. When the counting gets to me, there is a story. When the counting gets to me, there is a story. Lift up your voice, somebody. Gadala gadala bo seke bahaya. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand. Shout it, I'm different. Say, I am different. Shout it, 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 I am different. I want you to look at your father. Or look at your uncles. And look at the dysfunctionalities in the family. Blessed is she that believes. I want you to believe this word and declare it. I am different. Suddenly, I am different. I am not my brothers. Yeah, I am not my cousins. I am different. I am different. I am different. I am different. Do you believe it? 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 Shout it, I am different. I am different. I am different. Sit down for 2 seconds. Hallelujah. So when it got to Jesus, the story deviated. The listing deviated. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. When they begin to count your family tree and they get to you, they will name a whole generation after your order. You would deviate from the natural course. Oh my God, I said, you would deviate from the natural course. This, the genealogy of Jesus, is that which is empowered by the Spirit. Is that genealogy that is produced by the power of the Holy Ghost. You will not be useless. You will not be useless. You are different in the name of Jesus. You are different in the name of Jesus. Now let's get into the word. So the angel said in Luke, let's go to Luke. The angel told Mary, after Mary asked the question, how shall this be? How are you going to do it? And he says, I don't know a man that can bring this thing to bear. This thing you're talking about is a child that is a deviation from the normal order. So how is this going to be? And the angel told Mary, go to the next verse. The angel said, verse 35, go to 35. The Holy Spirit, King James, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Any day as a man you are challenged with the ability to do something beyond the ability of a man, God has a mechanization. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to understand this. Any time, moment that you are challenged with doing something that cannot be done in your capacity, you don't have the qualifications for it, you don't have the abilities for it, you don't have the know-how for it. The Bible says God has a way that he gets the job done. I want to say that again. Anytime there is a divine call, anytime there's a divine mandate, anytime there's a divine purpose, anytime God requires you to do something which is beyond your human capacity, God has a formula by which he is able to cause the natural man, or he's able to cause a human being to perform that which couldn't have been performed by human ability. And as a human, all that you have is human ability. But God has to also work with humans. And God has the idea of working with human beings for them to produce things that is beyond their capacity. I would together. So there it is, like you are in partnership with someone, and you really need the person to do something, but that which the person has to do, he knows not a man. He is a virgin. Virgin in this means that what you are talking about, which even requires a husband and a wife, I don't even have a husband to cause these things to happen. And yesterday we got to know Mary was a teenager. And this child you want to give birth to, you really need somebody that can really with experience take care, because this child really means so much to you. You've all the years, you've been prophesying about this child. 4,000 years down the line, you've always been talking throughout the scriptures. You see God prophesying about the birth of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. And this particular child you've been talking about, you've dramatized his coming in all kinds. You've used the lives of people to dramatize the coming of this particular child. This child is no mean child. It's a big deal to you. And as big as Jesus is to you, when you dream of bringing him to the earth, what on earth would you think that it has to be? He has to come through a teenager. Shouted, nothing is too big for me.
Some of you
to church tonight, but if you really came to church, shouted, nothing is too big for me.
Nothing is too big for me.
So I'm a teenager. Find somebody. You need somebody. You are God. You are wise. Somebody may be in Mary's household. That is an experienced mother. I will never give my car to somebody who does not have a license. And even if you got a license in less than 2 years, I'm not going to give that car to you to drive from here. I'll be inside. You are driving me from here to Kumasi. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Because you are not experienced. God actually can use inexperienced people. So God says, no, Mary, that's not how it works. When I want something to be done, and I come and tell you that this is what I want to be done through you, and you look at yourself and it is not possible, I have a formula. I have a formula. It's a good thing you told me that you know not a man. It's a good thing you told me that you are not married. But you see, that does not limit me, because when I check through the lenses of my formula, this is highly possible. This is highly possible. So Mary said, all right, what is the formula? How? That's the word how. The how means what is the formula? What is the formula? How are you going to get these things to happen? What is the formula? Then he says, listen, there is something I did in Genesis, and I'm going to repeat that again. Praise the name of the Lord. Something that I did, and that was written down to explain to you my formula. Shout it, I believe. With your eyes shut, shout it, I believe. One more time. I believe. So, no, hold on, you sit up for a second now. So he says, all right, what did you do in Genesis? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. I'm talking to you about the regenerative power of the Holy Ghost. The earth was without form and void. The word without form means that you could not describe what it is. Have you ever met a situation that they tell you to describe, and the way you describe is just tears? You can't, it's so much messy that it has no form. No form. It's absolutely messy. I believe in the Holy Ghost. So Mary, I want to talk to you about something that happened. I created the heaven and the earth, and the earth could not be described. You could not have a description. You can't say it is oval. You can't say it is triangular. It had no form. You see, the word form there means that when the Bible talks about form, he's talking about a state, recognition. State that you can recognize that this thing is in a state. So without form means that the earth was in no state to even be qualified to have a recognition. Shapeless, formless, and void. Void means totally, absolutely empty. I'm talking about a situation of apalande kubaya. I want you to shout it before I shout, before I explain, shout it. I'm a man with the Holy Ghost. Hey, Bolabasa, shout again. I'm a man with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Ayadebo Samaya. So, the earth was empty. It was empty. It was empty. Bible said, the Lord that created the earth, he did not create it, he didn't form it to be empty, but to be inhabited. It means that the earth is supposed to host some things. You will check it in creation. God called the trees to come from the earth. God created the beast, called the beast, and created the beast from the earth. He brought man from the dust of the earth. But there was a time in the life of the earth that it was empty. Said, I'm a man of the Holy Ghost. Ayebakatai. Inonomagadavasaya. Ayagadabahai. So, when the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, the angel was talking Genesis. Mary, the possibility of this, me person me tree wa adwene esi Genesis so. Asase na ye yi bidi bo nipa no. Asase na emu na nua nyina efri ba ye no. There was a point in the life of that earth. Oh my God, I love you. That earth was empty. Hold on. Sit down. Let me try and push a little. There was a point that land was empty. The earth was without form and it was without void. If you look at the earth and somebody ever told you that this place of emptiness is where God is going to bring everything from, you will not believe. It was empty. Said, I'm a man with the spirit. Hey, Abaligado Sava. Said, I'm a man with the Holy Ghost. Tonight, I really want to give you mysteries. That's why I came. I am just wondering. Eating was given to Moses, and he sees a formless earth without recognition, and he's seen with a vision. And God said, let the herb come from that molaba. I'm thinking Moses is going to say, wait a minute. How can something with shape, something with life, how can it come from? Formless, empty earth. And look at what the Bible says. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now let me tell you how deplorable the earth was. the earth had a deep upon it. What that means is that the earth that is supposed to produce was covered with water. It was covered with water. As if that is not enough, there was darkness upon the face of the water. So upon the earth is two layers of bondage. Two layers that will not make the earth to bring forth. So God tells Mary by the angel, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Because in Genesis, when there was a mess on the earth, the Bible says, and the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God. He moved over the waters. Sit down now. Let me try and teach a little bit. So the Spirit of God hovered. Now, the Hebrew word for hovered, which is to overshadow, actually means to impart life and energy. For, you know, and the metaphor is that of, see, it's akin to how a bird or a chicken, a hen, sorry, broods over the egg that it lays. And by the heat, when the mother hen is on the egg for hatching to take place, she can be there for a very long time. She won't go and come. She begins to have a concentrated attention. And in the morning, she is on the eggs. In the afternoon, she is on the eggs. In the evening, she is on the eggs. At dawn, she is on the eggs. She has to be on the eggs so that there can be enough generation. The generation of heat. And that heat is transferred into the egg as the impartation of life. And the chicks will be formed inside the egg. So that word and the Spirit of God hovered on the waters means that the Holy Ghost rested on the waters, producing the demands of the word. The Holy Ghost was on the waters, producing the abilities that will be demanded by the word. So you see that when the Holy Ghost, the moment the Holy Ghost was hovering, then a word came. Let there be light. And the Bible, look at that. Go to verse 3. go to verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The darkness was dealt with. When there is a hope, sometimes you worry about how the problem is going to be solved. So you forget that there must be some broodings. Because you see, when there is enough brooding, one word is enough. One word is enough. God didn't have to say, light, 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 light. No. There had been enough overshadowing. And when there is enough overshadowing, one word is enough. Shout it, I'm a man with the Spirit. Kunambaya, shout again, I'm a man with the Spirit. Shout like you say, I'm a man with the Spirit. So the darkness, the first layer of trouble was dealt with. Next verse. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, now let handle the separation of the dry land. God is working on making the earth produce. God is imparting the earth with the ability to produce. God is imparting the earth with a life-giving ability. And he says, all right, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault and separate the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. And God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place. And let dry ground appear. And it was so. Next verse. And God called the dry ground land. And gathered the waters, he called it seas. And God saw that it was good. Next verse. Then God said, God uses a word. He says, now let the land produce. Let the land produce. The land couldn't have produced by virtue. See, God did not have to worry about the shape of the earth. The first thing, let me tell you, the first thing God did was not to put the earth in shape. The first thing he did was to introduce the Spirit. And the introduction of the Spirit brought an incubation of the Spirit upon the problem. And as there was incubation, the incubation of the Spirit produced life. The Holy Ghost constantly imparted life, energy to the land. That I know right now, you are very barren. That which was called barren. So you are very barren. I know you are very barren. You are very barren. And I want to make you produce. So the first thing, the introduction of the Spirit. Spirit produces energy that will cause an explosion when the word comes. When God saw that the Spirit had hovered long enough, then he spoke words, words, Words. Words. Say words. 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 So he spoke words. And then darkness was dealt with. The waters upon the face of the earth was dealt with. Then he said, hey boy, produce. Produce. Let the land produce vegetation. Hi. Oh my God. Listen. It has to produce producers. That's what he's talking about. He says it has to produce producers. He that was barren is producing producers. He that was barren is producing producers. Don't just enjoy this particular mystery or whatever you call it. And forget to, I started by telling you, I want you to partake of the word for tonight. Can the barren go beyond just giving birth and give birth to a child that will give birth? Yes. By the Holy Ghost. I said by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. So, it does not matter how dead a situation is. The introduction, if you can just subject the thing to the appointment of the Spirit, it does not matter how long it will take. Just let the Holy expose that part to the Spirit. One word. I said one word. One word. One word. One word. One word. Now sit down for 2 seconds now. Let's try and wrap this. Let's wrap this. So, the angel Gabriel told Mary. Go back to Gabriel and Mary. Shouted, "Ye will be." Hey. So the other day, Jesus says, "I will not leave you orphans. I won't leave you helpless." That's the word orphans. I will not leave you stranded. I will not leave you stranded. I will not leave you stranded. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, hey, he will be with you always. Kabai. He will not leave you. Always. The Spirit with you. E is a bundle of possibilities. The Spirit with you is a bundle of possibilities. The Spirit with you is a bundle of possibilities. So, how will it go? How will it happen? He said, the Holy Ghost is the formula. Since Genesis, the Holy Ghost has been the formula. Since time immemorial, the Holy Ghost has been the formula. I'm talking to anybody here who has a lot of questions to ask God about somehow shall this be? How will this happen? I'm talking to a particular person here now. Throughout time immemorial, the formula has been the same. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you And right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray by the power of the Spirit to anybody under the sound of my voice, let there be a rushing right now in this room as a confirmation of God's word. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Paragade. It's stronger. It's getting 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 stronger. Kadalabasaha. Kadalabasaha. If you have questions in your mind, if you don't know how, if you don't know the how, receive the how, receive the how. 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 The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy. Come on, help me over there. The Holy Ghost. 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 He's coming through. The Holy Ghost is coming through. He's coming through. Over the mess, he's coming through. The Holy Ghost is coming through. Yeah, he's coming through. Some impartations are happening. Impartations of life. Impartations of energy. Come on, receive it by the Holy Ghost. Receive it by the Holy Ghost. Strength is coming. 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 Come on. 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 It's strong. Strong. It's strong. It's strong. It's strong. It's strong. I want you to pray like you mean it. I don't know your questions. 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 But some brooding of the Spirit. But some brooding of the Spirit. But there's some brooding of the Spirit. But some brooding of the Spirit is where the answer is. That's where the answer is. That's where the answer is. That's where the answer is. The Holy Ghost. 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 A man with the Holy Ghost will never be useless. A man with the Holy Ghost will never be helpless. A man with the Holy Ghost will never be put to shame. All the possibilities are with you. And it will happen. 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 Likobo Shabaya Lakatele Bele Bele Bekobarabadaha Reke Seba Reko Sebaragade Lambaragadelebo Shadabadabaha Rekeska Patelebosha Rebel de Lake Baraskopaya Laba Regadalabo Sandalabaha Eagadalaba Sandalabahaya Rekabo Sabahata Lebarakabahata Raba Legabo Habahata Labarekos Kapata Labare 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 Kadalaga delebo shabalabalabaha rekeskapa talagadea rebele gadalabo shabababababaha kata 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 regadalabo shabababababaha rekeskapa talabalabaha rekatalabo shabababaha rekeskapaya montolobolobo shababaha katalabalabalabaha rekeskapa telegedelebosha rebasanda legabade lebarabadabare badabarabade barabababa rakatalabashabahaya Bayagade, 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 Saba le Kabaya, Kadalaga de Lebo, Saba Baba Baba. There shall be a performance. 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 Branda la bason te kapa. Belemanda la batan. Branda la bakatan. Lemanda la batan. Branda la bakatan. La basan. Shanda la baka. Branda la batalamanda la. Basandan, Basanda la Batalamanda, Shalaman Delica Palabasai, Randa Baba Yanda, Calabasanda Labatan, Branda la Batalabasonde, Palamanda Labata, Calabasunda, Brambranda la Batalabasanda, Oh Calabaso Shatalamande, Cotta, Oh Balabasita Lama, Co Carantata, Sata Casanda Ka.
It's a life-changing experience for you. It's a life-changing experience for you. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Your life is never the same again. Your life is never the same. Okay. Impartations of life, impartations of power, impartations of ability in the name of Jesus.
Morabai Katomba Labatisa Sende O Kamba Labasu Telemanda Kanda Bakatonde Limihata Shiele me Kefendomo Vavila Aita Bonde Bekatan Shilama Konsesaya Kimama Mama Teko Sita.
Veliwe shambo tekinai. Veliwe sontemina. Veliwe shabakatem. Bele mosita
labakon.
O yeko palita saya.
Sabaya.
Shilaima akusa.
Sabaya.
Vendendi tosia. Veliwe shanda.
Sabaya.
Kitonki sata.
Sabaya.
Veliye katonda.
Sabaya.
Palawisenda.
Sabaya.
Ole shiala.
Sabaya.
Teliosa.
Vela kadaba.
Bakante mola. Ipeliye
tamamaya.
Bandambalita suanda. Tembeli katolista. Veliwende moko sitala. Shalieta kamba. Weso sali kosinda. Mendeli kemando. Veliwish aikapatilies. Wende komprata. Veliwish andamole. Bis aikavilo sanda. Kola bashaka mandi. Bala mashaka pata. Gloa hashkabatelevi. Bombeli west oprata satan. Vilavra ha krusko framande. Bele doshta aigebelish manda aktivai. West patre vemo som patali imai. Velwinje akruske paveli. Revemosta aideli winjak bat aktiva. Vembo aspatre vemostivaita.
Over every darkness. Causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. Causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. Causing the light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing the light to shine from darkness. I don't know the dark areas of your life, but there is a brooding from tonight. Intensified brooding. Intensified brooding. Intensified brooding. Intensified brooding. Intensified brooding. Intensified brooding. Father, we thank you for the ability of the Spirit to regenerate. We thank you for the generative power of the Spirit. I pray for every one of us that the Spirit will brood and brood and brood. Let the Holy Ghost keep overshadowing every area of our lives. Let divine heat be generated. Let divine energies be generated. Let divine energies be generated. That at the sound of the word, that at the sound of the word, there shall be a performance. 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 Yodobo Sanamakataya. Beyond where your father reached. Overly beyond where your mother reached. The Holy Ghost is working on you. He has overshadowed you. He is imparting life to you. He is imparting power to you. He is imparting ability to you. He is imparting energy to you. In the name of Jesus, you will not break down. You will not fall. You will not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. There shall be a performance. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Babanda lava surianda batan.
Kadalabasa.
Balabashanda randa katan. So shinga labatalabasan. Kalababanda labatalabasunda. Babali atanda labaso shanda.
We thank you, Lord.
Bamba basondo. Babarabasondo Sunday.
Amen.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobayi. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.